بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا يحل لرجل أن يفرق بين اثنين إلا بإذنهما. رواه أبو داود والترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن. وفي رواية لأبي داود: لا يجلس بين رجلين إلا بإذنهما. This chapter deals with the etiquettes of a gathering and those who partake in this gathering. Amr bin Shu'aib narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather. In other words, the grandfather of his father, great-grandfather Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will not be permissible for a person to yufarriq bayna ithnain, to separate two people who are sitting together except with their permission. In the narration of Abu Dawood Sharif, it is mentioned, he should not sit between two people except with their permission. What this hadith describes is a situation where two people are sitting together. There may be a gap between them, or there may not be a gap between the two of them. However, it's very, very possible two people are sitting together because of acquaintance, or they want to have a private discussion. Now the third person, the latecomer, comes. Where should he sit? We learned from the previous ahadith that Sahaba, when they approached a gathering, they would sit at the end. They would not in any way disturb that gathering or disturb anybody that is in that gathering. Many of us have this habit. We arrive late, then we make people start moving, then we start climbing over the shoulders of people, etc. All these things are prohibited. Those who have arrived early, Sharia teaches us, إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Sit in a way that you are accommodating, don't constrict the gathering, etc. Leave space. However, the latecomer, when he sees two people sitting together, don't separate them. Don't force them to start moving to accommodate you, etc. Except with permission. Illa bi idnihima. Now permission can either be explicit, where they actually say to him, come sit next to us, and the person moves, etc. Or the permission can be by way of action. In other words, without saying anything, they create space for this person to sit in between the two of them. One is the hadith itself, the other is the literal translation which we have just carried out. As I mentioned many times, try and understand what is the mansha of the hadith. Why is Rasulullah s.a.w. saying it's not halal, it's not even permissible. Two people are sitting together, you go and sit between the two of them, or you separate them, etc. What this actually alludes to is, don't intrude on a private discussion between two people. Sometimes two people are having a private discussion, they're talking about something. They may not be sitting, they may even be standing together. The third person, if you are going to intrude without their permission, this may spark ill feelings. And it constitutes what is called in Shariat Idha, causing taklif. And we find many, many places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala prohibits us from in any way, by our actions, implied or not, to be injurious and disturbing to others. This is completely prohibited. Another reason scholars mention, sometimes two people are just sitting together because they are acquainted, they are friends, they want to sit together. Now, if you know they are acquainted, then don't create a gap between them. Leave them like that. If there is a gap between the two of them and there is no real acquaintance, you are sure about that, then there's no problem if you sit in that gap without their permission. However, if you are not sure, you don't know if they are previously acquainted, you don't know both of them, they are both strangers, etc., then in that instance, caution demands that you should not intrude in the light of this hadith. One point which ulama-i-kiram mentioned, which is very, very important, is that sometimes, like I said, two people are standing together, or two people are sitting together, whispering, talking to one another, they are discussing some private matter. Don't even sit or stand close enough that you are able to hear what they are talking about. People's private affairs, don't spy, don't try and overhear, don't get involved. Respect the fact two people are standing together or sitting together, they're talking about something. Don't go and sit down there. Or don't even sit close enough to hear what they are talking about. عن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن من جلس وسط الحلقة رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن وروى الترمذي عن أبي مجلد أن رجلا قعد وسط حلقه فقال حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه ملعون على لسان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال لعن الله على لسان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جلس وسط الحلقة قال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. حذيفة بن يمان رضي الله تعالى عنه صاحب سر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the keeper of the secrets of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم cursed that person who sits in the center of a halqa, in other words, a circle, a gathering which has adopted a circular shape. A lot of times people sit in a circle over halqa, talim halqa also. One person is reading and we form a circle around that person. More often than not, this is some sort of dars that's taking place. That type of position is adopted, where people sit in a circular manner. In other words, they create what we call a halqa. The reason this is done, as I mentioned, more often than not, makes it easy for everyone to see the person that is conducting the dars or the lesson by sitting in a circular manner. The latecomer, is he allowed, when people are sitting in a halqa, in a circle, to go and sit in the center? Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed such a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed that person who sits in the center of a circular gathering. The riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif mentioned from Abu Mijlas that there was once a person sitting in the center of a halqa. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, Mal'oon ala lisani Muhammad, that person is cursed on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or, it's mentioned in another narration, perhaps he said, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cursed that person who sits in the center of a gathering. Now what is the prohibition that is mentioned here, and what are the applications of it, or what does it mean? Because this is quite a severe warning or caution that we are given, that if people are sitting in a circle, don't go and sit in the center. One explanation ulama give, people are already in a circle, but latecomer comes and he sits in the center. Another explanation, this could refer to the type of gathering. Sometimes you get people that sit in the center, people gather around them and they engage in what we call behuda, useless speech, to try to make everybody laugh. And this type of useless speech, making people laugh, is normally an attack against the dignity of other people, deriding people, running them down, etc. So such people are accursed on the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another explanation, people are sitting in a halqa, somebody comes, he jumps over them, inconveniencing them, and then sits in the center, and by sitting in the center, what happens is that he obstructs the view. Like I said, more often than not, people will adopt this type of sitting structure so that the one who is conducting the dars or the one who is actually speaking is easily visible to all. And the one who sits in the center, he obstructs the view of the people. So by doing that, like we can see, it is clearly prohibited. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خير المجالس أوسعها رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح على شرط البخاري. This hadith is very very comprehensive. In other words, here we find an overriding principle which we have alluded to in explaining the other ahadith. How should you sit in a gathering? How should you sit in a gathering? How should you sit when there's a large number of people, etc.? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best majlis, the best gathering is that which is the most spacious and accommodating. From this, ulama ikram mentioned one important principle, that sometimes you are holding a permissible gathering. You want to hold a lecture, you know, hold some shari'i, dars, etc. Part of the etiquettes of that is you must choose a venue that can accommodate everyone. Don't go and choose too small a place to have some dars, etc. And then people are sitting on one another's heads. There's no space for them. There's no space in the parking. When you want to hold a gathering, permissible gathering also, from this hadith we learn, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the best gathering, most spacious, most accommodating. So, choose a venue where there's sufficient parking, sufficient space. Choose a venue where the numbers of whoever you are inviting can easily be accommodated. Another meaning of this hadith, خَيْرُ الْمَجَالِسِ أَوْسَعُهَا, that those who arrive early, sit in a way that you accommodate the latecomer. Don't sit too tight, not having space, etc. Or stretching yourself out in such a way that you don't accommodate the latecomer. Third meaning which ulama ikram give, which refers to part of the fitrat and nature. Islam is what we call deen-e-fitrat. It's a natural, the way what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, naturally, instinctively appeals to human nature. Human beings are wired like this. Whenever you are in a restricted or a confined space, what a person says, he says, I'm feeling claustrophobic. A person doesn't feel comfortable when things are too tight. When things are loose, easy, spacious, naturally, a person feels at ease. Another thing is that when things are too tight, a gathering is constricted, then people start arguing easily. They start getting into unnecessary verbal insults with one another. Things like this lead to ill feelings. A spacious gathering is conducive to feelings of comfort, happiness. By spacious gathering, it means easy to come, easy to go, easy to stand, easy to sit down, etc. So, just to reiterate this, riwayat of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, khayrul majalisi awsa'uha, the best gathering is that which is the most spacious and accommodating. Allah give us tawfiq.